Hello, everyone, and welcome back to 889 The Bridge. You're listening to our show, Keep It Real. I'm Audrey.
And I'm Ellie.
And today we are going to be talking about vaccinations, the Delta variant, and kind of where, personally, our city, state, and our country is at currently, since there's been a lot of news recently about the Delta variant and how it's kind of changing things a little for just everything. Yeah. So I, first of all, I think we should talk about like how we got our vaccines just because of the difference. So I was able to get vaccinated. Like I had to drive like to North Seattle. Our parents had to drive to like Everett to get our vaccines. And it wasn't hard for me or my parents to find an appointment for vaccinations. It was kind of like this date and time is what we have available. And then we're like, okay, we will like schedule everything around that kind of, that was kind of our mindset, just so we could get vaccinated. But I don't know if you remember this, when our grandma was originally trying to get vaccinated, because she was one of the first like groups of people who could qualify for a vaccine.
Yeah.
We could not find an appointment for her.
Yeah, I remember I personally didn't try and get any appointments for her because I knew you and mom were on it. But I remember you guys like being at the most like random times just on the website, like refreshing and being like, check, check, check. Make sure we can get it.
Yeah, we would like set alarms for 3 a.m. and try to get that appointment. I don't know if I told you this, but when I was trying to, because apparently, okay, QSC is like a local grocery store, kind of like Pacific Northwest kind of, right?
I think it's just Washington.
Maybe just Washington.
But well, is the Pacific Northwest just Washington?
No.
Or is it outside of Washington? Is it like Oregon too?
Yeah, it's Oregon, British Columbia.
Oh, I don't know. It might be a PNW thing, but I thought it was just Washington.
Yeah, it's probably.
I don't know.
Just Washington. But we'll apparently
have to check later.
Yeah. We have two QFCs on the island, but they don't have a pharmacy in them, but apparently for some of those grocery stores they do have pharmacies in them. So I remember getting up at like 3 a.m and just refreshing their website to try and find appointments. And you know what happened? Actually,
what,
I was like blocked from the website.
You
like,
were?
Yes, I was.
Why? Because you like, visited it too much?
Yeah, I kept on refreshing and trying to find appointments that they kicked me off of it. They're like, you're
gosh.
Yeah, you've been on this annoying for too long. And so
that's so annoying.
I know. And it was just so funny. Because we didn't really know where to look for appointments originally. Yeah. You kind of like, we went like the local news and then went like they would have a link and you go from there. It was like a bunch of different steps to try and find appointments in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But like, we finally got her an appointment. That's the good news. She's fully vaccinated
at the end of the day.
Our grandparents are fully vaccinated. Yeah. No, that would be so sad. It's But now, like, talking more about you getting your vaccine, it's a lot more accessible.
Yeah.
I am still a little bit salty. Like, that it's really nothing to be, like, super mad about, but I just find it so funny that we went to Everett in North Seattle to get our vaccines, and then Ellie ended up getting hers at our high school. Like, we drove 5 minutes, which was so funny. But it was super cool that the high school hosted a vaccination site for like 2 different weekends. So like that got a lot of the kids on our island vaccinated,
yeah,
which was
there
super
was a lot
good
of people there.
Yeah, I bet. And it's kind of funny though, because you were probably like seeing all these people that you know, and you're like, oh, in the shop together.
It was weird there, because they were like, they had like mom volunteers, and so you would see their moms, so you'd be like, oh, I know your kid, but like, I don't think you know who I am.
Yeah.
It's kind of, yeah, it was weird, but it was cool.
Yeah. I did not know anyone. And I also like I think I went like it was that same thing as I mentioned earlier. It was kind of like we would work around the time for like to the appointment to get the vaccine. But I think I was like I didn't recognize anyone there. I got the shot and then I had my mom hold my computer while I was getting the shot, since it like takes maybe like 5 minutes, like not even 5 minutes. Like it's so quick to get it. It's
You
just about
brought your
like,
computer?
yeah, I brought my computer because I was in
Why?
class. I was an
Oh,
online
it was like a
class.
school day.
Yeah, it was a school day. And
I
so I gave
see.
it to my mom, got the shot. I like, oh, I think I like direct messaged my teachers. I'm like, hey, I'm getting my shot right now, so I will miss like maybe 15 minutes of class. And then I got the shot, and then I messaged them again. I'm like, okay, I got it. Now I'm all good. Like,
We're
I'm still
good.
in class, I
It's been
promise.
successful.
Yeah. So it was kind of funny working around that. And I'm just glad it's a lot more accessible. And also, our city has been so fortunate to be able to like be just have access to the vaccines. Currently, oh my gosh, Ellie, this is actually kind of crazy because we always, everyone on the island is like, oh, we're all like vaccinated. Like it's such a high number. Like our city is probably like leading in vaccination rates. I found like the numbers right now that it's from the King County Public Health Department for our city, the city of Mercer Island. It's more than 95% of residents that are 12 and up, which is everyone who's eligible for
Majority.
the vaccine, has had at least one dose of the vaccine on the island.
That's
And
awesome.
of like our population of did you know? Okay, first of all, did you know that there are 21,101 people on the island?
Really? I thought it was 24,000.
Oh, it might be.
No,
I hope
I
not,
believe
probably
it.
not, because it was the King County,
Yeah, I believe
right?
it.
But of all our total population, only 405 people on this island have yet to receive their first dose of the
That's
vaccine.
awesome. I
I
mean,
know.
not awesome that I haven't gotten it, but awesome that it's that little.
Yeah. I think it's great that like from early on there was kind of this mindset that we all had. It was kind of like if we all do this, like we'll start to get back to normal. I don't know. That was kind of what I felt like with my friends. I don't know
It's
about
like
you.
one step closer to being able to do
Yeah.
things normally.
Yeah. And I mean it was just, it got easier and easier. Like after Ellie got her vaccine at like our high school, like the Seattle Sounders, which is the MLS soccer
Team.
club that's from Seattle, and the Seattle Mariners, they both offered vaccine sites like at their games, which was super
Yeah, you
cool.
could get your first shot.
Yeah, so like that was like some of the tactics too. They're like, oh, come here. Like, I think the Mariners were giving out free something if you
Free hot
received your
dogs.
vaccine.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
It might not have been hot dogs,
Or
but I
like
felt like it
something like
was.
that, where
You get rewarded.
you
Oh, I
were
think
re
that, yeah.
rewarded to get the vaccine. And I'm glad I didn't wait to get the vaccine, but it would be so fun to say like, oh yeah, when this was all happening, I actually got my shot at this game, this soccer game, and we
That would
won
have been
it too. It
funny.
was like a great day. I
Yeah,
don't know.
that would have been fun. That's a cool factoid.
Yeah, but it's just everyone here is very was very proactive about getting the shot, at least from who I've talked to.
I'd agree.
And I have to admit, I am not going around like surveying everyone on the island of being like, are you vaccinated? Yes or no? Like, why not? Just stuff like that. But from,
just from like what you've heard from like,
yeah, from the people like we surround ourselves with right now. Yeah, everyone is vaccinated. And so, like, moving on from that, the issue right now with the U.S. and the world in general is that this new strain of the COVID virus is called the Delta variant.
You know, you want to know what I think of when I hear the Delta variant?
What do you think of?
I think of the Marvel show Loki and Loki variant.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say the airline.
I mean, yes, I also think of Delta Airline, but I think whenever I hear variant, I think of the Loki show and Loki variant. But anyway, moving on.
Yeah. So this is like a even more contagious strain of COVID. And the real issue is that this strain can be spread even if you are vaccinated. Like, it doesn't matter your status. And we kind of wanted to talk about the variant, the Delta variant, this episode, just because of all the news that's been going on recently and like confusing headlines and kind of contradicting stuff that we just wanted to like talk through. And so in the US, the CDC has released a lot of different information on the variant, and it's been confusing to say the least. Like, yes. It was hard to like weed through. I have notifications on for like certain news stations, and like every like other day I get like a different headline. It'd be like, oh, the Delta variant isn't like super contagious, you're fine. And then the next day I'll be like, oh my gosh, this is gonna spread like even more than like COVID right now. It's just, it was a lot of different stuff. Crazy. And so according to the CDC right now, the Delta variant accounts for 83% of the nation's COVID-19 cases.
That's crazy.
And
imagine if that wasn't a thing, then only like,
yeah, it's a lot.
17% would be COVID.
And so this variant was first identified in India in December, and it made its way to the US and around the world, as it was inevitably going to do. And it's supposedly really contagious, and it spreads super quick, faster than any other strain of COVID. And the CDC also has called the Delta variant as contagious as the chicken pox, which, ooh. Yeah.
Have you had the chicken pox?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
I don't think I have.
I mean, you get a vaccine for that when you're young also, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Or maybe if you didn't get it, Ellie, you're going to get chicken pox and the Delta variant. Wouldn't that be such a,
that would be like, so, a imagine bad if day? You had both at the same time. That'd be so bad. But isn't chicken pox is the one where you have those spots all over you and they're itchy, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. I remember a Boy Meets World episode where they had chicken pox, and then only Topanga had it before, so she had to take care of everyone.
Yeah.
Because if you have it, you can't, like, re-get it, apparently.
And when you have it, you have to, like, quarantine because it's, like, super contagious. Like, you're only with your family, but, yeah. Not fun. Basically, not great.
Basically.
And so the highest number of cases and like the severe outcomes from this variant and COVID is happening in places with low vaccination rates. And so the variant is super contagious, but what will help you even more to protect yourself against the Delta variant is to get vaccinated. Because unvaccinated people are the most vulnerable in this situation with this highly contagious strain. And so almost all of these hospitalizations. I don't even know if I said that right.
Hospitalization. That's a weird word.
I know. And deaths in the United States right now are among unvaccinated people. And like, as we said, like the people who have the highest risk right now are unvaccinated people.
Unvaxxed. That's why you should get vaxxed.
Yeah, getting vaccinated is like the best protectant against the variant. And it's kind of hard to like say this. We're really lucky. We're in a state where in a city where we have access to vaccines. I cannot imagine living in another state or another city. Like, we've been really lucky, and you can see it with our numbers. Like, a high percentage of our city is vaccinated, and we've had the opportunity to get vaccinated. So we're super lucky. And hopefully the accessibility of these vaccines are only going to get better and better, so the whole country can you know, be vaccinated. And it's hard too, because some people can't get vaccinated. Like, there's a lot of different opinions about it, but honestly, with this like variant going around, it's, in our opinion, it's the best idea just to get vaccinated to protect yourself. Because, like, I don't know did you have symptoms after your first and second dose?
No. I was just really tired. But, like, I didn't feel, like, sick or anything.
Yeah. Like, me too. It wasn't, like, horrid. Like, I've had colds and sicknesses worse in the past, but dealing with those symptoms after your first and second dose is a lot better than being hospitalized for for catching the variant or COVID. So it's just kind of scary, because we're kind of at this point in limbo where, like, people are getting vaccinated but not enough. So
yeah,
that's kind of why the variant is getting worse and worse. But to talk more about our state, so a lot of states in the United States are kind of putting out new mandates or releasing new guidelines around the variant. And so the Washington state governor named Jay Inslee, he held a press conference this past week where he urged vaccinated people to wear masks indoors in certain counties across the state. I think those counties are very large, like all the ones, I don't remember which ones said, but he stated that he's urging people, but that he's not going to impose a new mask mandate for the state. And so that was kind of interesting to hear that. Yeah. And like the counties that were like selected, like those certain counties where people should wear masks indoors, they were deemed by the federal government to have like a substantial amount of the virus like in them. Like, it's a place, like a really high populated place where you could catch COVID or the Delta variant. But currently the Delta variant in Washington state accounts for more than 90% of new cases, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's sad.
And Inslee also recommended, but not like mandated, that statewide people should consider wearing masks regardless of their vaccination status. But he also, like, he kept on reiterating that, like, these are recommendations, not mandates. They aren't requirements. But as of mid-July in Washington State, more than 70% of like our residents 16 and older have gotten at least one shot of the vaccine. So that's pretty good numbers for our state. And the thing that I really want to talk to you about is the fact that Inslee reiterated that all K through 12 students and staff will be required to wear masks around each other and inside their buildings, regardless of their vaccination status. So basically,
we get to wear masks to school again.
Yeah. And so that's kind of, I don't know where I stand with that right now.
I think it's a great thing if it keeps us healthy and it keeps other people healthy and safe. I only don't like it because I'm a person who gets very warm. Like, I run warm. And so having a mask on for that long and not really being able to take it off just adds one more factor. And this is such a first world problem. Like, I could totally handle it. I just don't like it. Yeah. So that's my only thing. And it's because it's also harder because since they don't want you to take off your mask, they're not really allowing kids to drink in class as much. They're not really, like you can't really eat and drink in the classroom as much, which normally I wouldn't do. I just like to have water. That's the only thing. But if it keeps us safe and healthy, totally.
Yeah. The whole environment, this whole school environment has changed so much.
Yeah.
Like, just little things that you don't even think about until you're like
there in the
discussing
moment.
The choice of wearing masks or not. I think that it's going to be really hard for me just because I am like, I'm hard of hearing. I don't know if we've ever said this I'm hard of hearing. I was diagnosed in like fourth grade, I think. I failed
you failed your hearing test every single year,
like 3 years in a row.
And every year she would get sent to the doctor and she would fail it there, but then they're like, okay, we'll wait one more year. And then finally you like went into the hospital and so the pediatricians, and they were like, blah blah blah,
you got
hearing.
Yeah.
You got ears.
You've got ears. Yeah. It's about what happened. Yeah. And so I was lucky enough to be fitted with hearing aids in fourth grade, and I've had them ever since, and I wear them in school.
You have to get them resized.
My hearing aids?
Yeah, because your ears are bigger than they were in fourth grade, right? So do you have to like get bigger ones?
Oh, you know, it was kind of funny. You don't really think about that. I don't have the type of hearing aids where you need an ear mold, fit inside like your ear. Yeah, it's more like a headphone, like sort of like.
Yeah, like it like rests on the back of your ear.
Yeah, you imagine like the rubber part of a headphone. You like stick that in your ear. That's what my hearing aid looks like. It's very small, so not a lot of people know, and I haven't really needed to tell a lot of people. I'm just kind of living my life. But what was ironic actually, Ellie, is that like recently when I went in, I have like yearly checkup appointments. I went in recently and I was like, I can't keep my hearing aids in my ears, like they're falling out all the time. I can't walk or run or do anything, like they'll just pop out. And you know what happened, like why that was?
Why?
It's because I had wires. So like there's the hearing aid piece that goes in like on the back of your ear. There's a wire, and then there's a little earbud that you put in your ear. The wire was the same size as it was in fourth grade. So it was like so tiny, and I hadn't even realized it, but it was the reason why it kept on falling out. So actually I had to get different wires for that. So I didn't even think about that. Yeah. But going back to school,
School zone.
I'm very worried, just
for you being able to hear.
Yeah. I rely on lots on lip reading. Well,
yeah.
Not necessarily lip reading, but
like when someone's talking, being able to read their lips just like helps you comprehend it more.
The context. It's actually fun sometimes if I really like don't care about what like a conversation I'm listening into. It's kind of like the sentences, they always end in like the weirdest thing. It's like, today I went to the coconut and I had a lot of trees for breakfast. You should go on
bad lip reading.
Yeah, it's like stuff like that. And it makes me giggle sometimes. I'm like, okay. Like, okay, this is cool. Kind of, like, this is a positive that I can like look forward to. Not really look forward to, it was really hard because with masks, you can't see people's lips, and it's really hard to hear them also. Yeah. So I am all for whatever I need to do to get back into school, just because online school was super hard also.
Yeah.
But I'm just worried about not being able to hear anyone. And also, this is another thing. Like, you know, like those mutual friends that you don't see outside of school, but you see them in school?
Yeah.
I honestly, it's going to be so weird to finally like take all our mask stuff and look at each other, because I don't remember what people look like.
Yeah. That's kind of scary.
I know. I was thinking about that the other day. Like, wow. I really like, it's been so long and people have changed so much, especially like younger people, like your grade, my grade too, but but like everyone is changing so much. I'm going to be like, I don't like what? Yeah.
It's so weird.
I know.
I don't like it.
It's just going to be so funny.
We should have name tags when we come back.
Just name tags at school.
Like, hello, my name is Audrey.
Hey. It's been a while since you've seen my whole face.
I'm in grade 7.
No, you can't get away with chewing gum in class without a mask on. That's just a random thing I thought about.
I mean, I guess you couldn't.
I also don't remember what like the policies were for that. It's been so long.
Yeah. I'm you also have to see your teachers without their masks on.
That's so true.
Scary.
I honestly, like, I don't remember what my teachers look like. Also, it's summer, so.
I mean, summertime.
No, but that's going to be so fun. Just be like, oh my gosh, I've not seen your face in so long.
It's going to be, I feel uncomfortable already.
I know.
Because what if someone in your grade you haven't seen in a year, what if they take off their mask and they have a full mustache?
I knew you were going to say that.
You're like, oh,
that might that's happen. That's a strong
choice.
That might happen.
I mean, good for them, but that would make me feel uncomfortable.
Imagine it'd be really itchy under there, the mask. Yeah.
Yeah. But have you seen the mask where like it's like a normal mask on the top, but then it's loose on the bottom, so your beard can like flow and it doesn't get dented?
I don't think that's the same effect.
Same effect either, but it's really funny.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
No, but I'm honestly like at this point, whatever I need to do to get back into school. I know. It kind of sucks that masks might be a part of the equation for next year, but hopefully like we progress and enough people get vaccinated that we can move towards making even more progress. And I mean, I
think we'll be able to.
And the sooner you, oh my gosh, Ellie's showing me a photo of the beard mask. We'll post that on our Instagram at KMIH Keep It Real. We'll show it to you. But that's outrageous. No, but I mean, also, if we're wearing masks in the winter, that will just help you out if you get, because it will be cold.
Yeah, you keep you warm.
Yeah.
Keep we get warm.
No, but if you are unvaccinated, please consider it.
Get vaxxed.
Please consider.
Also, if you're a teenager and you're looking to get vaxxed, but you or your parents don't have any information, you can go to, wait, I just had it, vaxteen.org, vaxteen.org. And it's basically a website that a high school senior created to, this is their mission statement. Vaxteen communicates directly with teenagers and young adults to counter this dangerous tide of misinformation, encouraging those who are unvaccinated to catch up on vaccines as soon as they can by helping them find out what immunizations they need and how they can get them. And basically what you do on the thing is you go onto the consent laws by state, and then you find your state, and then it basically tells you that if you're a minor, it tells you the law of if you can consent for yourself, I guess.
Oh,
like if you, yeah, like if your parents aren't consenting you to get a thing, it's like it shows the laws per state that say actually a minor can, like a minor doesn't need their parents' permission to get vaxxed. Yeah. So yeah, you can use that and then get vaxxed all by yourself and be a big, yeah, kid.
That's awesome. And we will include a link to that on our Instagram also if you want to check that out too. It's, I said it before, but it's at KMIH Keep It Real.
KMIH Keep It Real.
But regardless of where you live, wherever in the world, consider getting vaccinated.
Okay, you want, sorry, I just remembered something.
What?
England did vaccines a weird way where they, everyone got one shot.
Oh, I saw.
And then everyone got another shot. Like you couldn't wait. So you didn't do it on your own time. Like everyone had to get a shot and then you did it.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of weird. But
I wonder how effective that was.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I would be interested to hear. But yeah, that's all I had to say.
No. Yeah. Awesome. And I mean, it's just all going to work out the way it needs to. Hopefully by this time next year we'll be making more progress. Oh gosh, this pandemic has gone on for so long, but
it's okay. We'll finish it soon.
Yeah, we'll figure this out. And get vaccinated if you can.
Get vaccinated
if, guys, you're allowed to. If yes, just
get vaccinated. And in, yes, other news, that doesn't relate to this at all, but a new season of Outer Banks came out.
Oh gosh.
And Billie Eilish's new album came out. So listen and watch those. That's all.
we can talk about that a little bit more.
We will be. We will be talking about that on our next episode, on a future episode.
Yes.
At least.
Yeah, but thank you so much for listening. Just hearing how this pandemic is looking for us. And we'll be interested actually to hear any differences or similarities you've experienced in regards to our stories. So if you wanna message us on our Instagram at KMIH Keep It Real, we'd love to hear how your city, your state, your country is dealing with the pandemic and how you feel about
it.
Yeah. And so we hope you have a great rest of your day. Have a great Saturday. And you can always hear us here Saturdays at 2 p.m. here on 889 The Bridge. And if you miss an episode or if you want to listen to all of our episodes, you can go on to our podcast. We're available on all podcasting platforms. If you search up KMIH Keep It Real, you will hopefully find us. Yeah, but We look forward to speaking with you later. We'll see you soon. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and thank you so much for listening. You're listening to 88 Nunbridge.